According to the CDC, the number of reported tick-borne diseases has doubled in the last decade, and in particular, Lyme disease is on the rise across the country and in Georgia. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss some of the complexities of treating and diagnosing Lyme disease. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Hey, Andy, let's get started by the most basic of questions. What is Lyme disease and what are the symptoms?
Well, it's a bacterial infection that's tick-borne, and it comes from obviously being bitten by a tick. The initial symptoms can range anywhere from fever to headache to fatigue, but they can eventually turn into and affect joints, heart, and even the nervous system.
And for some patients, the standard antibiotic treatment doesn't completely take care of these symptoms, and they may even experience a type of chronic Lyme disease. Why is it so hard to treat?
Well, there are several challenges related to Lyme disease. First of all, there's no vaccine. Secondly, the testing really has some flaws in it, so that someone who is infected may not be diagnosed until the disease is well underway.
And you spoke with a woman named Geraldina who is experiencing some of these issues. Can you tell me a little bit more about her story?
Right. Well, it's estimated that 10 to 20% of people who are infected with Lyme disease don't get better from the standard antibiotic treatment, which lasts like 2 weeks. And these people have lingering symptoms. Geraldina is one of them. She has had fatigue symptoms. She's had heart problems. And so what we're talking about here is, like I said, 10 to 20% of people who are diagnosed do not get better from standard treatment.
And this can be an expensive journey for these patients. Many of them go from physician to physician looking for answers. They accrue a lot of medical costs. So currently, what is the scientific and medical community doing about improving the diagnosis and treatment of Lyme disease?
Well, that's just it. I mean, there needs to be a lot more science. I mean, there's a lot of research into ticks, a lot more into ticks than there is to the human side of Lyme disease. The funding has not been that adequate to take a look at not just better testing methods, but better ways of understanding the disease. And many of these patients do run up high costs because insurers, they'll pay for the standard treatment, but a lot of them are reluctant to pay for ongoing antibiotic treatment.
There are some recent reports that are suggesting that there's been a notable increase in the number of Lyme cases in Georgia. So should we be taking precautions?
It's basically transmitted by the deer tick or black-legged tick, but there is research that indicates that Lyme disease can be transmitted by the Lone Star tick, and we have plenty of those here in Georgia. Now, the CDC disputes that fact that the Lone Star tick can transmit Lyme.
So it sounds like for those of us in Georgia who aren't as familiar with telling the difference between different types of ticks, good rule of thumb, check yourself for ticks, get them removed. If you start to feel sick, go to a doctor.
Tick-borne illnesses in general are increasing. People should be aware when they go into the woods and when they come out to check themselves.
Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks so much for joining us and teaching us about ticks.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA-FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, visit our website at WUGA.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.